Meditation 25, Going Beyond Worship.
My dear Lord, there's a class of people who try to avoid worshiping you. They even become angry when they hear how others worship you. They sometimes ask, why should an all-powerful being need worship from his subordinates? Worship, of course, is normally a way to bribe, flatter, or solicit the attention of someone for a favor, boon, or blessing. The worshiper is in need, as is the object of worship. Those who think that you are in need, or who think that your unalloyed devotees worship only you, do not understand your supreme dominion over all that be, nor the ecstasy of selfless, unmotivated service and competitive love. My dear Lord, it seems that in the material universes, to be cognizant means to have desires, and to have desires means to petition you for any number of things. To make petitions is to engage in ritual. The mundane worship, their cars, houses, animals, clothing, and endless paraphernalia connected to their material lives. They worship their heroes, sportsmen, musicians, politicians, academicians, and a host of others. There are others who honor religiosity, who worship the demigods. They do not understand your supreme dominion over all, nor the ecstasy of selfless, unmotivated service and competitive love. My dear Lord, those who want good health can worship Dhanvantari. However, a great devotee like Raghunath Das Goswami, who was always weak and sickly, was favored by you and fully in love with you. My dear Lord, those who want the removal of obstacles may worship Ganesh. However, the Pandavas, who were favored by you and who fully loved you, experienced the most severe obstacles that constantly threatened their lives. My dear Lord, those who want knowledge may worship Goddess Saraswati. However, the illiterate Brahmin, who so poorly read the Bhagavad Gita that people laughed at him, was favored by you and was fully in love with you. My dear Lord, those who want strength may worship Hanuman or Vayu. However, little fragile boys like the four Kumaras were favored by you and were fully in love with you. My dear Lord, those who want opulence may worship Indra. However, poor devotees like Sudama Vipra are fully satisfied and are favored by you, being fully in love with you. My dear Lord, those who want mystic powers may worship Surya. However, great devotees like Ambarish Maharaj did not have mystic powers like Durvasa Muni, but Ambarish Maharaj was favored by you, and he was fully in love with you. My dear Lord, those who want wealth may worship Kuvera. However, Virakolavecha remained very poor, but was in love with you and was favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want long life may worship Brahma. However, Shivananda's son, who died at a very young age, was fully in love with you and was favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want power can worship Lord Shiva. However, King Bhagiratha renounced his kingdom for a stronger connection with you. He loved you fully and was favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want many children can worship God as Bhumi. However, Devaki, your own mother, lost 7 children who were killed by Kamsa. She loved you fully and was favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want to enjoy sex life, they can worship Kamadev. However, the 6 Goswamis, who were celibates, loved you fully and were favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want protection may worship God as Kali. However, Haridas Thakur, who was beaten in 21 marketplaces, was fully in love with you and was favored by you. My dear Lord, those who want to be very ethical and moral may worship Dharmaraj. However, Yudhisthira was told by you on the battlefield to tell a lie. He loved you fully and was favored by you. My dear Lord, all of these examples clearly show that your unalloyed devotees do not worship you or your agents, the demigods, for any specific boon. They may or may not have good health. They may have all of their challenges and obstacles removed. They may possess intelligence, great strength, opulences, mystic powers, wealth, long life, power, many children, strong sex life, protection, or mundane morality. They, however, are always fixed in thinking of you and serving you unconditionally. Because their services are pure and selfless, they are fulfilled in any condition of life at all times. You know nothing but them, and they know nothing but you. They want to serve you, and you want to serve them. Others worship mundane things, your agents, or even you for material gain, cheating themselves from the greater treasures because they do not understand your supreme dominion over everything. Nor do they understand the ecstasy of selfless, unmotivated service and competitive love. I am begging to give up all motivated, conditional activities and desires.